You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
My name is CT McManus, and for the next little while, it's my job to take your mind off the craziness of the world out there and get it refocused in on some good old-fashioned rock and roll. Welcome to a nice, warm, hot day in the beginning of June, guys. About 91 degrees where I'm at. Not sure where you guys are listening in from. Hopefully you're staying cool, you're staying hydrated, all that good stuff. We got a great show for you this evening, guys. We're going to be joined by Black Rose Rebellion. They did their debut performance. It was only a three-song acoustic set at Jersey Shore Jam 2. Really excited to talk to them. But talk to them a little bit about where they've been, what they're doing, what their plans are, and all the good stuff. And big shout-out real quick to Rosenfeld Dental Associates, located at 1095 Inman Avenue in Edison, New Jersey, 5 minutes from Metro Park. You can find them online at www.njsmile.com. Come rock your smile with the rock doc, David Rosenfeld, nominated one of New Jersey's top dentists for 2020. Discounts apply for Rock and Roll Union members. Make sure to tell them that CT sent you. Also, a shout out to one of our partners, Phoenix Custom Printing. Guys, if you're looking to take your merch game up to the next level and you want to get T-shirts or anything printed, this is the guy to talk to, man. Ken Shepard over at Phoenix Custom Printing. You can find him at phone number 410-206-2081. Once again, that's 410-206-2081. Or you can find him online at phoenixcustominc@gmail.com. You can drop him an email over there at phoenixcustominc@gmail.com. Let them know that you heard this on the Rock and Roll Union, and they'll take 20% off your order, man. And last but not least, our partner over at Brett Hunk Customs, guys, the homes of pick sticks and laminates. And he is the man to talk to with any of your merchandise needs, guys. He is the customs guy, man. He does events posters. He does drumsticks. He does laminates for VIPs. Anything and everything, man. Custom picks. Great to use as business cards, by the way. So you can find him at 410-508-1233. Once again, that phone number is 410-508-1233. Make sure you tell them that CT sent you in the Rock and Roll Union, and they'll take 10% off your order, guys. So like I said, man, we got a great evening full of rock and roll ahead of us, guys. We're going to start off with our featured song of the week. We did that last week. In case you guys didn't know, a couple months ago, we had a gentleman on the show by the name of Nick Petrino. Now, Nick is the guitar player for Dee Snider from Twisted Sister fame. And Dee Snider and the boys have a new album out, a new song out. And we're going to go ahead and listen to that new one. This is our featured song of the week. This is Dee Snider with I Gotta Rock Again. We'll be right back.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9, listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Show Susie hit me like a newsie.
That was Blackleg Minor with Girls Gonna Bite. They are the 2020 Rock and Roll Union Artist of the Year. Guys, now with COVID being done or, you know, on its way out the door, we can't say it's done yet. We still got to be careful somewhat. But with events opening back up, guys, you have your choice tonight. Over at halftime, there's Burned in Effigy, As We Become Ghosts, Thracia and Eyes of the Living. Over at the Tap House, or at Tapped, rather, you have the Black Cherry. And over at the Whiskey Throttle in Delaware, you got the Ancient Mariners. So, guys, you have your choices of getting out and seeing some live music tonight, guys. Make sure that you take full advantage of that. And, man, I've been really enjoying some of the music that I've been seeing, some of the live shows coming back. Really looking forward to getting out and about. And we're going to keep the music going a little bit. We formatted the show a little differently now so that we're able to enjoy a little bit more music than what we were. It is a rock and roll show after all. And here is Kickin' Valentina with The Revenge of Rock.
Playground.
dies every day. Dear God, can you please help me out with this obsession to run? Dear God, I forgave myself so long ago, but I can't forget.
Was As We Become Ghosts with The Run. Guys, if you have not checked them out yet, tonight could be your opportunity, man. They're playing over at halftime in Newark, Delaware. Go ahead and check them out. Showtime starts at 8. Starting off on a new thing that we're going to be doing on the podcast is we're going to be doing a rock and roll road trip. If you saw my Facebook Live post, you'll understand what that's all about. We're going to take bands from every state across the country, and we're going to check them off one by one, the states that we've been to. But it wouldn't be right to not start from your home base. So tonight it is my duty and my honor and my privilege to start this week with the Rock and Roll Road Trip off in New Jersey with our boys and gal in Black Rose Rebellion. And I believe they're with us now. You guys with us?
Hey, how's it going?
Hello. Got a correct.
Hey, guys, how are you?
There's two girls in the band, damn it.
So, Rock Doc, if you could you introduce us to who we're speaking with tonight and who we have on the line?
All right, well, we've got myself. We've got Karen Rosenfeld, my wife and drummer in the band.
Hello, hello.
We have Miss Joy.
Hello, hello.
She's the vocal in the heart and soul of our band.
Awesome. And now I got
to ask. And we're waiting for our bassist. He's coming. He's coming from work.
Yeah, he's a little girlish late tonight.
So, I got to ask you guys, I mean, first off to Karen and Dave, is this your first band that you guys have been in together?
Yeah.
Yep. Say a prayer for me, CT. Say a prayer for me. Pat Benatar all over again.
And who orchestrated this whole thing? Was it you, Dave, or like how did it all come into being?
Oh boy. Okay. Well,
do you want to do it?
Yeah. So Psycho Steve gave me a call and said, "Hey, would you like to be in the band with Miss Joy? And I said, "I think she's batshit crazy. I think I'm gonna pass at the moment." And then I got another call and he asked if he wanted to be in the band if Karen wanted to be in the band with Joy. And that night I ended up writing Joy a couple of songs and I called her up and I said, "Hey, you want to do something?" And we got together and it's been amazing. She is not, or maybe she's a little batshit crazy, but it's awesome.
Just a tad.
Now you guys did a remarkable job at the Jersey Shore Jam too.
Thank you, Joy. I know you
were feeling a bit nervous beforhand, but how's everybody feel about that performance?
It was great. It was my first performance back after Archangel, and unfortunately we lost one of our band members from that band, and I didn't think I was going to come back to the scene, but I wound up coming back and. I got to be honest with you, I think this is going to be a little bit more successful than the last band. Karen and I, the few times that we've had the full band together, we just lock in together, and she's a great rhythm section, and her and Anthony make it just awesome with the timing, and then Dave just adds his sprinkle on it, and I don't know. It's just a flow. I can't even explain it to you. I can't describe it to you. It's just a flow that happens between the four of us, and it's just a little bit magical. So
very comfortable.
Yeah. And I think in our own ways, we're all seasoned here to just seriously. If we make it, yeah, fuck yeah. Excuse my French, but if we make it, but I'm just saying, if we make it. Hey, we make it, but I told Dave and I told Karen when I first came here, we got to have fun doing it. We got to make some good music. We're bringing the music back to that old school rock and roll, just your simple,
Absolutely.
Just where you can bob your head to it, and have a good time and get lost in the moment and forget about your troubles for the day or week or whatever it is. And just love it, that's where we want to be, and I think, our last rehearsal, I actually got goosebumps on my arms, and that's a rare occasion, and I was just like, Karen, you just gave me goosebumps. Dave got a little jealous, but,
I got to watch.
So that's our rehearsals, we're not sitting there just being like, oh my God, and we're laughing. I make fun of Karen all the time, and I'm like, Karen, so what did you do with the drugs? So anyway, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what movie I'm talking about. So we have fun. And, I don't know. I DT, we're getting to know each other, and I don't know, Dave's heard a few things that I'm batshit crazy. I don't know where that's coming from, but
no clue.
Karen said I'm not allowed to roll around on stage, so
I'm sure it'll happen.
No, it won't. Girl code, I promise. We're cheering on that.
I told her if she's having a good time, she can roll around. She just can't
distract. Karen, I gotta ask you. I know that you've jammed, like, ever since I knew Dave, there's been videos of him and you both jamming together. And I don't know if you've jammed with any other musicians while you guys have been together. But why now? Why does it feel comfortable to you now to be able to do this?
I think it's just even, like, the timing of everything. Like, I wasn't very comfortable. And David was like, look, it's supposed to be something that's fun, and it'll be a great time. And I said, all right. And then if it's, you're with the right combination of people, it could be fantastic. When it's not, it's just not fun, and it's just a struggle. So I've played with other people before, and I just didn't really enjoy it. So this is just, you know, I was a little leery of Joy because I know that she could get crazy. But, you know, once I met her, and I was like, it just clicked. You know, it's like you meet somebody and it clicks and you're like, this is going to be freaking amazing, you know, and we have a lot of fun, and it's not, you know, we take things seriously, but not so serious where like everyone's getting pissed off. Oh, you're not playing the right thing. Or it's
right.
Like low key and fun. And, which is what David said in the beginning, like, it's supposed to be a fun thing.
Absolutely.
You know, and then if it comes out that it turns into something bigger.
Hey, that we have money to do the fun things with.
Yeah, that's a big plus. So it's very exciting. It's definitely exciting.
For me, it's writing with Joy has been a joy. It was very, it worked out really well very quickly. And as you can tell, we have fun here.
Sounds like you guys are having fun now.
I'm sorry. You know what? We're really excited to do your birthday party, and this is going to be my first out of town show in like 30 years.
Wow.
So I'm,
we got all our papers together and everything.
I know. I go for my last vaccination on Thursday, so you know, if I bite anybody, I'm good. My papers are all good.
What's the
that was rabies.
That was rabies. Look like for you guys.
Oh boy. But so we're actually, just to give you a little heads up, we're almost done with the album. All the foundations are on. All the songs are done. We're just putting, you know, the final sprinkles, you know, syrup, whatever you want to call it, on it. And then we're going to go into the studio, and hopefully before the end of the winter, I would say.
Yeah,
maybe like Christmas time, album will be ready to go out, you know. We're going to do a couple of shows in between, see how everybody likes the stuff and, you know, what we're going to put on the album. And we're looking forward to it. We're definitely looking forward to your birthday. I'm definitely.
Yeah, it's going to be the acoustic show was really fun. I've never done an acoustic show before, so that was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
But we're a lot heavier than that.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be seeing
some
of
the.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Joy's voice is just phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're so sweet.
Now, what does your do you guys have other dates scheduled?
We do have one in the works. Can't waiting for the okay to announce it. So once we do, we will definitely let you know. It is in New Jersey, and then we're working on. Both Dave and I are originally from New York, so we're gonna head over there sometime, maybe late September, early October. So. And then we'll let everybody know about that as well. So just to let everybody know, too, we're on Facebook, Black Rose Rebellion. And also we are on Instagram as well, same, Black Rose Rebellion. And we do have a website.
Black Rose Rebellion.
And I'm Polish, so it's Black Rose Rebellion. But, yeah, so, I mean, all we can do right now is I wish we had something recorded for you to give to you so you can play it. But, CT, you'll be the first person who gets it. I promise you that. And you can debut us on the show. Absolutely. You have been, I want to say, not knowing you very well, but you have been a complete support to us. And as we go, you're going to go with. I believe in that. We're very humbled musicians, and we like our roots where we come from. So we just want to thank you very, very much for all your support.
Yes, definitely.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Now, don't cry.
I wanted to ask, I mean, I've had Dave on numerous times, so I know kind of where he comes from, but I wanted to ask the two of you as far as inspirations and where you get your influences from. Joy, like coming up, who did you look up to as far as vocally? What added to your voice?
A younger Joy was Pat Benatar, Ann Wilson, Bruce Dickinson, Jeff Tate. You know, I have an operatic training background. I've been singing since I was 8 years old. I'm old now, so we'll just leave it at that. So I've been singing for about 36 years, if anybody can do the math. So I studied opera from like 36, from like 8 to 16. And then my brother gave me this tape and like a mixtape.
It was a mixtape.
It was a mixtape. You know, yeah. So, but it was like, it was Janis Joplin. It was Stevie Nicks. It was Heart. It was, so like listening to that. And I was like, I wanted to sing that. Then when I got a little older and we started getting out of the hair metal band era, Lane and Chris just absolutely blew me away. And like, I can't even explain it. Just listening to Lane Staley and Chris Cornell and their rawness, that's where I get that from. Now I think it's just I've become, over the years, I've just kind of mixed everything and I'm just Joy now, you know? I sing what I put down on the paper, what I'm feeling. I hope that I can touch somebody in the audience and let them know that you're not alone in this world. And, you know, if you're going through some shit or pain or trauma, that you're not alone and you got somebody right here, you know. As you can see, I'm a very down-to-earth singer. Anybody can approach me if you want to talk to me, if you want to sit down, have a drink, that's cool. But to be honest with you, the last 10 years, I just kind of approached it as me, you know. And but if anybody needs, you know, like I knew Maria Brink. So Maria Brink and I actually had the same opera teacher back in the day. So her and I, she's from Lindenhurst, New York. So it's like, you know, so it, like she's just a force in itself too. I'll definitely say Lizzie Hale. She's comes from that rawness that, you know, hasn't had the best of life. But this is how we're doing it now, you know, and she's using music to force it out, you know, and you got to respect that. You got to respect, especially as females, you know, like that's why I was like, you know, Karen, I push Karen. I'm like, come on, let's go. This is it. You know, power to the pussy and all that shit. And, all, you know,
No,
seriously, like Karen, I see her. You know, like I'll see her and she has that rawness I have singing. So it's, I think we're starting to feed off on each other. So it's just going to work. It's just going to work. And I can't wait. I got to tell you, I just can't wait for you guys to hear all the songs, you know?
Man, we're looking forward to it. And Karen, as far as your influence, I mean, there wasn't a whole plethora of female drummers growing up in rock history for that matter. What got you into playing drums?
I mean, I play, like, you know, because David, you know, he's, you know, since we've been together forever, he's always played guitar. And I said, you know, it's just not fair. I never learned an instrument or anything. He's like, you're never too old to learn an instrument. So for my 40th birthday, he bought me a bass guitar, an amp, and got me lessons. And I took 4 years of bass lessons. And after 4 years, I was like, this isn't the instrument for me. I'm going to quit, and I'm going to start drum lessons. And after the first lesson, I was like, oh, this is it. This is it. This is what I want. And, you know, the piece helped a lot with timing and everything. So it, the drums came a lot easier because of that. So it was, I'm like, I want to just smash and bash the drums and have fun. And so it was
better than her husband.
So it was, you know, I the only thing was, like, I didn't think about, like, oh, gosh, it's so much more set up. And, you know, when we're done with the set, I'm going to be a sweaty, disgusting mess. But I'm like, that's just part of being a drummer. And
I'll bring the fan for her and fan her when we're done. So.
As Karen and I have been lucky enough to know some really cool people, one of her favorite drummers happens to be one of our friends, Jeff Fed from Black Label.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So it's kind of cool that we get to go behind the scenes and really see what goes into his playing, so she can kind of do that. You like Seven Dust too, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I grew up with, like, I loved, like, Def Leppard was, like, my favorite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, can't go wrong with a one-armed drummer now. Like, come on, you know. And he's still going strong, and, you know, so, but, you know, I love Kiss, and like, I always liked heavier stuff growing up, and then as, you know, as I got older, you know, I kind of gotten heavier stuff that I like, you know.
She's heavier than I am.
You matured, you know. I got, you know, David into Seven Dust and stuff like that. He's like, that's really heavy. I'm like, we're going, you know, so.
My son's favorite drummer is Morgan.
He's awesome.
Mike Courtney and all them. And, oh, yeah.
But, like, drummers and, like, you know, you watch documentaries and stuff and what they go through and even, like, the pain with back and all this other stuff and, there's a lot that goes so much into it to, you know,
we'll
play.
We'll just get you a phone. We'll just take you to the
people. You know what? Like, when we're having fun and we're playing, you just work through it and you just have fun with it, you know? And Anthony's great because he's just like, if you can't play a certain beat, maybe, you know, make it a little more simple. And it still sounds unbelievable and awesome. And so I think everybody just works really well together. As a group, which is important.
We're family.
Yeah, we definitely in a short time.
In a short time, which is great. And
That's what makes good music, you know, when you can relate to each other and you know, they give you inspiration and it works.
Yeah.
Man. My last question, Dave, is for you. What makes this project different than anything you've ever done outside of jamming with your wife? What makes this different?
Oh, yeah.
So sorry.
These two. This.
Joy,
it,
there you go.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. It's. I don't know. We hit it off right from the get go. The writing has just been phenomenal. It's stripped down but heavy rock, really great choruses and it just works. It's a lot of fun. I can't wait to get on stage.
Yeah.
You know, Joy and I have played together in different bands. Out of Bounds has played with her other band. And I've watched her from afar and from close, and it's really kind of cool being in a band with her and really getting to move even beyond what my expectations were. And now there's girls are kissing and I'm watching this. That's a little different than my other bands, okay?
Yeah,
so you're never a drummer.
This is Karen's very first interview on the radio, so I was just like, Shabazz Kacharay!
You gotta love me, CP. It's either you love me or you hate me.
So that's why this band is different.
Man, well, guys, I have to go because we're running short on time. I wanted to say thank you for being on. Thank you for hanging with us this weekend.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much, CP.
Thank
you for all the support through the years, man.
And we cannot wait to see you in Wilmington on July 31st.
Cannot wait, guys.
For your 29th birthday.
Yeah, that's it. You guys have a great one.
See you later.
Talk to you later. So that was Black Rose Rebellion, guys. Really, really excited to see where they go. And, guys, their first show is going to be on my birthday. My birthday jam, of course, is July 31st, coming up at Bar 13 in Wilmington, Delaware. You will be seeing Black Rose Rebellion, Black Leg Minor, As We Become One, and Hammer Sheaf, guys. Going to be a great evening of great rock and roll. Don't miss it. Doors open at 7. And, guys, that about does it for us, man. Next week, I'm going to be joined by my partners, Brett from Phoenix Custom Printing. And, I always mix that up. I did that last week, too. Brett from Brett Hunt Customs and Ken Custom Printing and Ken Shepherd Photography. So, guys, thank you so much for hanging with us this evening. And we're not going to stop this party until we bring back rock and roll. Have a great week, guys.